This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The fiscal cliff deal leaves Congress with a lot of unfinished business. It also leaves us with an ongoing debate about just who is rich or wealthy. Is it families making at least $250,000, $450,000? And what do they think about being labeled as rich? Marketplace's wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark found out.
Talking about wealth is taboo in this country. So when I ask Scott Leonard, the CEO of a wealth management company based in Southern California, how much he makes, it gets uncomfortable for both of us.
I'd rather...
Would you rather not share?
Could you give a ballpark?
Yeah, we're certainly under the current fiscal cliff tax rules considered wealthy.
Meaning this year, he and his wife, who's a full-time mom, made at least $450,000, more than 99% of the rest of the country. They recently sold their house near the beach to spend a few years with their three kids sailing around the world on a boat.
It's actually very nice. It's a 50-foot catamaran.
You're living the dream.
Living the dream and not wealthy.
You heard that right.
I still think of myself as middle class, upper middle class. I certainly do not consider myself as rich or wealthy.
Now, if you're starting to roll your eyes, don't worry. He's waiting for it.
I'm sure I've already been put into some little typecasted role by the people listening to this. And they're either going to agree with what I say or they're going to think I'm a lunatic.
But he says he's worried because he feels like he hasn't saved enough for retirement or for his kids' college. And besides, in the world that he lives in...
You look around, there's always somebody who's got a better seat than you do at the basketball game. There's always somebody doing something that you can't do. In that sense, you don't necessarily consider yourself wealthy.
That person is wealthy.
This woman, Elizabeth, lives with her husband outside of Los Angeles. They make around $250,000 a year. Elizabeth didn't want to use her last name because she was afraid she'd get in trouble with the parents at the private school where she teaches. Compared to those families who pull up in Bentleys and Mercedes,
I'm sure for some of the students, I am probably not, you know, the paragon of wealth.
But is she wealthy? She says absolutely.
When I look at the rest of the country, I'm very, very fortunate. The worries that I do have that are related to money are things about, am I saving enough for retirement? Or what kind of college education will I be able to help my child afford? Which I think are relatively luxurious things to be worrying about.
And the idea that wealth ultimately means being free from worries might be the one thing Elizabeth and Scott Leonard agree on. In fact, Leonard named his yacht Three Little Birds after that Bob Marley song, Don't Worry About a Thing. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.